Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 15th, 2017. Today is Holy Saturday. As I record this entry, there are a number of Trinity Church parishioners busily at work in our worship space. They are cleaning and polishing and arranging flowers and moving furniture and generally sprucing up the place to make a big splash as we celebrate the Easter Vigil this evening and our two festival Eucharistic celebrations tomorrow on Easter Day. And because none of this happens by magic, there are always the behind-the-scenes people who have to work hard to make it look so effortless. They had to start early this morning. And so the hubbub has been happening for now a couple of hours. And that's, again, as it should be. And yet, there's a part of me that wishes we could pause on this day, that we could linger in the mystery that is Holy Saturday. This is not a pass-through day where we hurriedly put behind us the agony of Good Friday and race towards the next thing on our calendar and the celebration of Easter. No, Holy Saturday is for pausing and for pondering and for sitting with the mystery that is Jesus' death. As I said in my Good Friday sermon yesterday, none of us like talking about death. We have a death-averse culture, even as we also have a culture addicted to violence and death and war. But today, the church invites us, in the midst of all the preparations, to pause and to reflect and to think about what it must have been like for those first followers of Jesus the day after he died. The grief, the pain, the confusion, the raw emotions, coupled with fear. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen to us? What do we do now? These are all very human emotions. And they're part of our experience. And Holy Saturday gives us an opportunity to sit with some of those emotions if we choose to. This has been a particularly challenging Lent for me. Not because of just the length of the season or the weather that is Wisconsin in the spring. It's been challenging because I've been in a time of pondering and wondering, thinking about and praying toward how might I best be a follower of Jesus in a time of political conflict, distrust, suspicion. How might I follow Jesus into the midst of the pain that is systemic racism and work for racial reconciliation? How might I follow Jesus and work to end the violence that is so much a part of the day-to-day lives of people who are just a few miles away from me? How might I make a difference in lives whose daily existence is tenuous because of the prison of poverty? All of that has been with me through this Lenten journey, and I don't have any magic answers. And the challenge for me has been to continue to be open to those leadings and callings, wherever God may be leading and calling me. My challenge is also to be patient. Patience doesn't come easily for me. And perhaps that's why I've always relished this simple day of Holy Saturday, it invites us to silence. Because in the aftermath of the cross, what more can we do except be quiet? Well, Holy Saturday will move at its own pace. And I'll do my best in the midst of getting ready for all that is yet to come to keep a bit of quietness within me. I once said to a friend of mine that I'm probably more of a Holy Saturday Christian than anything else. Some Christians are Good Friday Christians. They really want to sit with and contemplate the death of Jesus and what that death means. Other people are Easter Christians, resurrection people, they call themselves. And I can appreciate that the church is a resurrected community, a community of people following a resurrected Lord. And yet sometimes I think to be a person of resurrection risks turning the resurrection into a happy ending instead of receiving it as a mystery to be delved. At any rate, Holy Saturday is where I so often find myself in life, waiting, having passed through one thing or the other, one challenge or the other, one conflict or the other, having experienced a little death by disappointment or death by depression or death by any of a number of other things, having experienced loss of family and friends, and waiting to see what's next, waiting sometimes in fear, sometimes in faith, waiting on God, just as the church waits on God today. The psalm appointed for the Holy Saturday liturgy is Psalm 130, and I'm simply going to read that without comment. I bid any of you who are listening to this on this Holy Saturday a calm and peaceful day, and I invite you to wait with me for the promise of resurrection. Let us pray. Out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, were to note what is done amiss, O Lord, who could stand? For there is forgiveness with you, therefore you shall be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him. In his word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. With him there is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all their sins. O God, creator of heaven and earth, grant that, as the crucified body of your dear Son was laid in the tomb and rested on this holy Sabbath, so may we await with him the coming of the third day, and rise with him to newness of life, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.